Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken with the Fight Bananas Podcast. How's everyone doing out there today? Man, oh man, we're back on it. Jim, the bare knuckle beast, Allers, is back on the Fight Bananas Podcast. We cannot wait. Last week, we just talked to Caleb Harris, his co-main event combatant. They're going to go, and they're in the 155-pound tournament for the Bare Knuckle FC. Huge tournament. There's so much talent. I want to talk to him about who he wants to get to at the end. You never want to overlook your opponent, but is there someone in that tournament that he really wants to get his bare knuckles on? Jim Allers, big fan of the podcast. We're a big fan of him. He was the Bare Knuckle FC 2019 Fighter of the Year. What does that mean for him? What does that mean for him to go in 2020? But before we go bananas right now with Jim Allers, let's talk about one of our favorite sponsors, Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out, guys, at warhammerfightwear.com. They have some of the best gear in all the mixed martial arts. And not even that, I just wear the tees on the daily. Warhammerfightwear.com. They got stuff for the ladies, the kids, and us men. Check them out, guys. Warhammerfightwear.com. Let's go bananas with Jim Allers. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas hotline, once again, the Bare Knuckle FC Beast 2019 Fighter of the Year. Jim Allers, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's up? How are you?
Man, we're doing great, brother. We're doing great, man. We're so happy to have you on. Bare Knuckle FC 10 getting a lot of buzz. The Super Bowl is over. Connor Cowboy's over. Let's go. Like, I feel like we're now here. It's Bare Knuckle FC, Fort Lauderdale, February 15th. How are you feeling about it? Just the whole event itself.
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to just be down here in Fort Lauderdale, fighting in front of, like, pretty much in my backyard, my hometown. You know, I grew up down here, and I live down here now currently. So it's just going to be great and packed with just people screaming my name. And, you know, I haven't got to fight down here in almost 10 years or so. So it's going to be an awesome experience.
No, very cool. Very cool. Okay. For one, real quick before I get into Caleb Harris, and we'll talk about that. Do you feel with that being home, everyone, you know, cheering you on, knowing your name, everyone's want autographs that week. People are going to want, you know, pictures that week and dinners and all that. Does that put any added pressure on you? Bare Knuckle FC in your hometown. So much is going on. You're becoming to me the face of Bare Knuckle FC. Does that put any more extra pressure at you that you might not want?
I don't know. I think, you know, I've fought in actually Tampa a couple times, and right. Tampa is almost like a second home also, you know. Tampa was really big, in the MMA scene when I was coming up. So, like, pretty much if you wanted to fight MMA, you went to Tampa. So, when I fought there, you know, I had a lot of, fans and stuff as, there as well who came over from Orlando. So, it's nothing really too big of a difference, you know, but, it's always that little bit of just like, oh man, I got, you know, extra people out there, you know, hoping that I win and everything like that. But I threw that out the window a long time ago, you know, the pressure of, you know, thinking about what everyone else thinks about me or how, if I win or lose, that I threw that out the window. And ever since I did, then my career just took a whole totally different path, and I've just been feeling good and having fun in there and just not worrying about outcomes.
Right, right. And whatever you've done, Jim, it has worked. You're on fire 2019, like I said, the absolute fighter of the year for Bare Knuckle FC. What a great year. Okay, so Caleb Harris, I just talked to him last week, and, you know, these are the things I kept on hearing, his outlook on this fight. One, he knew he only had a handful of fights. He said he's had as many fights as you had, you know, as just as a professional. Like he knows you're the veteran. You're the ring leader in this fight. That's one. Two is it seems like he's really happy to travel down here to South Beach, down here to Fort Lauderdale, get out of the Biloxi and all that. He's very amped on traveling. And for you, this to be your home court, is that an advantage? Is you being a veteran, is that an advantage? These are just a couple things I picked up on. You know, I don't know if that makes at all. You know, when the bell rings, maybe none of that matters, my friend. But I was just seeing what your take is on those two things, your veteranship and you being at home.
Yeah, I definitely believe that my just wisdom, like my ring wisdom, just my fight IQ is going to play a big factor in this. I think he only has about... four MMA fights, you know, and this is his third bare knuckle. This is my 23rd professional fight. You know, I've fought in 8 different countries. So traveling and whatnot, it takes a toll. As much and as exciting as it is, it takes a toll. And if you're not used to it, I think it's going to affect the way you fight for sure. You know, this is his first time traveling for a fight, you know, and I traveled all over the place,
right,
all over the place, around America, around the world to fight. And that's something I liked to do, you know, and I definitely had to get used to that. It wasn't something that just happened overnight and I was just like comfortable fighting. So I think just me being the vet and just having the time I've had, you know, I've fought 5 5-minute round title fights, world title fights, you know, in different countries and everything. And, you know, I've had that pressure, you know, fighting live in Orlando with, thousands of people at the Amway. So, you know, I'm just kind of used to that. And this is going to be his first, you know, fighting on the main card, co-main event for himself. So there's really a lot of pressure on him as well to perform and do well against, you know, someone who right now is just kind of taking off. So I just believe I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing and have fun. And I never take any fighter lightly. He's definitely a tough fighter, very similar style to what I have, I believe. But I just think that my fight IQ is going to help me out and give me the big advantage for sure.
Right, right. He did say that as well. He's very excited. He sees a lot of you in him. He thinks this fight's going to be over quick one way or the other. He goes, I'm going to toe the line. He goes, I seen Jim for the last 3 times. He toes the line, and he goes, he sees a real quick finish either way, right? One thing you said there, the Super Bowl just ended, and the analogy popped in my head of a little bit of last year's AFC Championship game, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and I'm going to use you as Tom Brady as being the veteran. You've been there before. You've seen everything. You've won championships. You have won big fights. Caleb Harris came in that year. He was the MVP. He had the knockout of the year. He's, you know, really hot and trending. But, you know, last year went Brady's way, and I'm not predicting the fight by any means, but that just kind of jumped into my head as you've been there so much. You've seen everything. You got all the tricks. You know what you have to do fight week and, you know, to promote but make sure you're still training and the family life and everything. You've done it plenty and plenty of times. Hey, you're the fighter of the year for a reason.
Yeah, I just, you know, I believe that a lot of these fighters are looking at bare knuckle as just a new career, a new revamp in their life. This is my second chance where I'm seriously just kind of taking it fight by fight and having fun. So to them, you know, they put so much on the line of like, man, I need to win. I need to keep moving. I want to be the star of this show. And it never happened. It wasn't supposed to happen that way for me, but it's just been happening because I guess the way I've just been looking at it, you know, I'm not taking it, I'm taking it serious for sure, but I'm not putting that pressure on myself of like I did in the UFC where it was like, oh man, I need to win. I got to keep going. I got to move up that ladder. I need to, you know, be the next big thing. I want to change my style. I want to do this, do that. But, so I do believe that he may be putting in, you know, a lot of that pressure on himself. But, we'll see, man. We'll see. We never know really what's going to happen. It's a fist fight in there, you know, this is,
right,
this is not your everyday, like mixed martial arts has become so technical in a way too, that, you can almost predict fights pretty well, you know, unless there's just some freak accident, you know, or something. But in this, man, all it takes is one punch. Everyone has a puncher's chance. So you can be the best striker in the world, but you know, without those big gloves of boxing to protect your face, it's very easy for punches to slip through.
Right. No, makes perfect sense. Guys, we're here talking to Jim Allers right now. Check him out on Instagram at Fight Jim. Okay, you know, one more here on this BF, Bare Knuckle FC 10, and then I got a couple other future things for you. And then also, I do have a Going Banana segment at the end. 2019, your outlook, like you said, UFC vet, been around the game. Bare Knuckle FC gives you a call and says, "Hey, you know, let's sign you up. Let's have a fight." Boom. Three knockouts, Fighter of the Year. You're just must-watch TV for Bare Knuckle FC. You made me a fan of Bare Knuckle. Hey, David Feldman, Jim Allers deserves a raise, worth every single penny. I love watching Jim Allers toe the line. So what is your outlook? Now it's 2020. You've had the three successful wins. You're in this tournament. What's your 2020 outlook for Bare Knuckle FC?
I mean, I just want what, you know, I feel like I've been working so hard to get. I want that strap. I want the 155 title. And I would love, I really feel comfortable just not cutting weight, really. You know, I cut maybe 10 pounds only to fight at 155 now. And, you know, I feel like I can fight in multiple weight classes. So after I win this title, you know, I'll be, I think it's going to be three fights to get the title. I'll be 6-0, and I think just the possibilities and matchups are endless. You know, Ross Pearson the other day called me out on Instagram. Mm. I'd love, you know, these are big fights. I'd love to just do these big fights and just keep headlining main events and just kind of have fun while we still can. You know, I'm getting a little bit older, 33 now. Had a lot of fights, but I still have that fire. I got that fire again to fight. So as long as that fire is still there, you're going to see me constantly competing. You know, I don't just compete in bare knuckle. You know, if you follow me, you know, I'm always in something, whether it be jujitsu, combat jujitsu.
Just last weekend,
That's been the fun thing. Yeah. I just kind of try to stay active and just keep going. So 2020, I just look to compete as much as I can. And, as long as I'm happy and having fun, I'm not going to stop.
Man, that's awesome, brother. I love to hear that. Okay, so you mentioned it, the 155-pound tournament. Great idea. I love tournaments, and especially for MMA. It's just, it brings a lot of buzz and a lot of question marks and seeing what's next. And also, too, sometimes I like that it takes the matchmaking out of it in a way, or it takes the old, like the drama. Oh, does he deserve it or not? You're in a tournament. If you win three more fights, there's nothing they can do. You're the 150-pound champion. But one thing, you know, after your last fight, let's just talk about it. You're in the ring. Jason Knight's in the ring. I just thought, and the whole world, everyone, all the fans for Bare Knuckle FC just was like, oh, that's next. Knight versus Allers 2, right? And it didn't happen. You're in this tournament. You guys are on different sides. Is that the matchup? You know, I know you don't want to look past Caleb Harris. Fighter never wants to look past their fight. But in the finals, is that someone you're hoping is there at the end?
Honestly, I'm not really 100% sure who else is in the tournament. Besides Luis Palomino and Elvin Brito.
Right, that's a good fight.
So I don't know who the other four. I believe there's supposed to be eight people. I'm not really sure who the other four people are. I think they're still kind of discussing it and everything. I know Jason Knight wasn't really interested in fighting at 155. You know, he barely has to cut weight to make 145, you know, and he just feels that 155 is not really an interest to him.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know, I would love to get that rematch if I have to drop down to like 150 or so. That'd be great. He fought what's his name that he just fought?
Artem?
Artem, yeah, sorry. Yep.
No problem.
Yeah, he fought Artem at 150.
Right.
I don't want to see what the difference would be fighting me at 150, you know. We both fought at 145 before. We were both 45ers, essentially. Why have to cut the weight?
Right. But, and especially
Jim. I love that fight. That's the one fight, you know, even though Jason and I are kind of boys and now we're kind of cool. But that's the one fight of my whole career that I would be like, man, that's the guy that beat me. You know, that's the only fight that I've lost a decision. You know, I feel like if you get TKO'd, whatnot, you can get caught. You get caught. It happens. It doesn't necessarily mean that that guy was the better fighter that day, but he beat me, you know, three rounds. I lost split decision. Some people may say I won. I watched it. You know, to me, I lost. I know I could do better than that. I know I could push the pace better than that. And that's the one real fight of my career that I would be like, man, I want a rematch of that just so I can say I give it my all again. And, you know, win or lose, I'll just be happy with the outcome.
Right. And especially like one thing you mentioned earlier is the options are, you know, totally endless. Three fights, you're the 155-pound champion. You know, who knows? Ross Pearson, like you said, called you out. You can go to 150 to fight Knight. You might even go up maybe to 170 and fight someone there. There's just so many opportunities. Bare Knuckle FC, amazing what they did in 2019. I am so excited about their 2020. 2021 is going to be just mind-blowing. But just a couple guys they signed, you know, kind of like you, UFC vets like Thiago Alves, the main event at the card you're fighting on, Bare Knuckle FC 10, Hector Lombard. I just would love your take on what you think about this influx of talent coming to Bare Knuckle FC.
You know, I think that it's intriguing to people. You know, I think just one of the things that intrigued me about it too was just like, you know what, you know, I've been a fighter my whole life. You know, I've fought outside of the ring growing up, you know, with no gloves on, you know, and, you know, with, you're not really a fighter until you've tried it, you know? So to me, I want to try every form of combat sports, and just to say that I have. And I think that's what is intriguing to a lot of these people is that, hey, look, we have this other form of fighting. A lot of people enjoy the stand up of MMA with the small gloves, but they don't like the wrestling part, you know? So essentially this is the gloves really just protect your hands, you know, in MMA. So essentially these people who will get that striking part, especially Thiago Alves, someone with just great stand-up, doesn't have to worry about the takedown. He's going to be an animal. So I think they're looking at this and they're saying, hey man, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life.
Right. It really sets up a lot of fighters too. And I think it's going to give them a little bit more longevity if they can just work on, you know, one or two elements of their game. I see a lot of influx of talent coming in this year alone and next year. I know, you know, there's some names out there I've, you know, kind of heard. I'm like, wow. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. A couple last things, like I said, then we'll go to the Going Banana segment. You know, we're going to skip off a bare knuckle here for a second. One, I want to talk to you about your gym. I love you. Love your gym. I love seeing your Instagram story, seeing the family there, seeing everyone there is at Allers Martial Arts. So I want to give you this time, you know, plug away with addresses, names, Instagram handles, whatever it is. And what's going on right now, 2020 at Allers Martial Arts?
Man, it's been such a blessing, Allers Martial Arts. It's, you know, it's been just growing, and the vibe that we are just trying to set out is just that kind of just that family vibe, you know. Yes, I have fighters. I have people who are, you know, fighting professionally. I have amateurs that are coming up that you're gonna be hearing about 100% for sure. These guys are killers. But I also just have that family vibe of just like, hey, this is the place that you go when you just want to forget about all your worries outside, all the stress outside. You come here and we're gonna help each other get better. We're not trying to kill each other. And that's just what people are enjoying, you know. I'm also just doing something a little bit different. I'm charging way less than 95% of the gyms out there, and I think it's because as a gym owner myself right now, I'm not trying to get rich off the gym. I'm not saying I'm rich. I'm not saying I'm a millionaire yet, but I don't necessarily. This is not my only source of income. You know, this is something that I'm doing for the love of it. I love teaching. I love giving back to the community. So, you know, we vow to never be over $100 for full unlimited training, kickboxing, MMA, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, fitness. You know, I want to give it all, and I want to make it affordable for everyone, for families and whatnot. So we are in West Pembroke Pines. If you guys know the area, our address is 911 Northwest 209th Avenue, and we're in unit 136. We're like all the way in the back. But everyone who comes, I don't think I've had too many people come and try classes and not sign up. So it's just been an awesome blessing for sure.
Dude, that's awesome. I love hearing that, Jim. I really do, man. As a fan of MMA with kids of my own, you know, going to the gym. We're here in Port Orange, so we go to Pete White Boxing all the time, my man. And it's just awesome. It's awesome to hear that. I love it. It's, you know, giving back, growing the community, growing the MMA community, which I always love. Also, one thing you mentioned there about amateurs fighting. I know you got some amateurs fighting on February 22nd. Am I right there? Combat Night Fort Lauderdale?
Correct. I mean, I got two guys actually fighting February 15th, the same day as me.
Oh my.
one of my longtime students. His name is Chris Daniel. He is 3-1 as a pro right now. Should be 4-1, but I got a no contest. But he'll be fighting in Tallahassee at Combat Night, along with my heavyweight PJ, who's just a killer. If anyone's seen PJ fight, they know about him. So we got those two guys fighting the 15th. Then on the 22nd, I have two of more of my students, Leroy and James, fighting down here for Combat Night. So we're just super busy the next couple of weeks, and just looking for those W's. And I hope that we just, you know, put in all that work, and the work that we put in shows on these dates.
Absolutely, my man. That's awesome. That tally show is going to be insane. Real quick, we're going to do the Going Banana segment, but we got to pause real quick. We're going to thank our sponsors at Fusion CBD Products. They're actually sponsoring Bare Knuckle FC 10. They sponsor the Fight Bananas podcast. I use that CBD Instant Freeze like daily. I got four kids. I'm getting in my mid-30s. I got to use it. I rub it on body, back, shoulders. It's unbelievable. So Fusion CBD Instant Freeze. Put in the code,
man. Fight. I use that. It's good stuff.
It is.
Good stuff.
It's great, man. Put in that promo code FIGHT2020. I'm going to save you 10%. All your listeners, you ready? FIGHT2020. There you go. All right. Jim Allers, we got 10 funny questions. They can be one word or an essay, whatever you want. You ready, my man?
All right, let's do it.
All right. What was your first job?
I was an after-school care counselor.
Okay. What's your lucky number?
What was that?
Your lucky number.
It's 8.
Your favorite combat sports athlete of all time?
Oh, man, I'm going to go with Frankie Edgar.
Oh, that's a good one. What's a funny high school or college story?
Oh, my goodness. A funny high school or college story. Man, I have so many. I guess during wrestling was where most of my greatest memories were. But I wouldn't say it's funny and embarrassing, I guess. You know, I cut lots of weight. They did not teach us in high school how to cut weight really at all.
Right.
Or how to really properly hydrate ourselves and everything. So I remember I had a hard weight cut, and I think I ate like McDonald's or something like right after. I had a milkshake and everything right before my wrestling match.
Oh, God.
And we had a team visiting from another state, and I was at the time like one of the top guys in the county. And I'm wrestling this guy, and he does like a tight waist to me. I reverse somehow, and all of a sudden I just throw up the milkshake all over his back. Was one of the most embarrassing, but when I talk about it now, it's pretty funny. But my coach, I wanted to keep going, and my coach is like, throws in the towel. I never heard the end of that for the rest of the season.
Oh my God.
But it was a funny time.
That's great. We should end on that. It's so good. We should end. We got a couple more though for you. That's awesome. Maybe your answer kind of answered this one. What's your favorite carnival food?
Oh, man, that is elephant ears.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that. Outside of MMA, what's your favorite activity?
So I've been just trying to, get into new hobbies, man, right now. I like to draw, and I've just kind of just been working with wood right now, just kind of trying to make benches and all different types of things right now. Yeah, man, I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, man, I need new hobbies. All I think about is jiu-jitsu and MMA. So just really got into that. I've always, younger, I was pretty artistic and everything. So I just said, why not? Let me try something else.
Right,
started
right.
getting pallets and using the wood from the pallets and just doing different things with those.
Man, I can see Wood Allers, you know, something like that, coming to a Fort Lauderdale shopping center near you, 2021. Who's your first celebrity crush?
I don't even think I know her real name, but it was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's a good one. That's been said on the podcast before. That's like a MMA favorite, I think. Who's your favorite teacher? Could be a coach as well, but your favorite teacher or coach?
Oh, Hank Porcher out of Tough as Nails in Orlando. This guy is basically my second father. I would not be the man I am today if it wasn't for him. Half the things I've learned in just not even in just training, but in life, he has passed on to me, and I'm so thankful for that man. So if you're listening to this, Hank Porcher, I love you. You are the man.
That's awesome, brother. What do you want your legacy to be?
I want to be known as a jack of all trades. I want to be known as the guy who never, never backed down from any competition, no matter what it was. Like I said, man, I'm down to do anything: jujitsu, kickboxing, MMA, arm wrestling, dumb wrestling, whatever it is. I just want to be known as, hey, like, that guy was the true BMF of combat sports.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope. Last one for you, Jim Bare Knuckle Beast Allers. What's your absolute dream fight? What is it for? Where would you like it to take place? Who is the opponent? Your absolute once-in-a-lifetime dream fight.
Oh, man. You know, it gets a little bit played out a little bit, but it is true, man. I would just totally – I know it sounds kind of cliche. I'm sure a lot of fighters would all say this, but, you know, Conor McGregor and I were supposed to fight a couple times, and I would just love to get that chance. You know, I don't care if it's now or in 10 years when we're both just old and just kind of trying to do it for fun. But, you know, that fight got rescheduled, I think, 3 different times. And I think I am right now, too, at a different place in my life, too, than I was back then, just mentally, too, that I feel that I would have a good shot against him, especially at 155 pounds. I feel great at this weight.
Wow. Would you? Okay. How about, would you like it in an octagon, or would you like it in a Bare Knuckle FC ring?
You know, right now I've been killing it in Bare Knuckle, but, I haven't really been training too much MMA. So I would love to do it at Bare Knuckle. You know, my style, like I said, it's something different that people really can't prepare for. So, I know he's expressed some interest, and, you know, his boyfriend Artem, he was he's been fighting a little bit at it, so I know he's familiar with it. I saw that he wrote something that, you know, some of my former foes or former people who I was supposed to fight, I'm sure he was talking about me, are in Bare Knuckle. So maybe one day we'll see.
Hey, Jim, you ready for this one? Hey, I know David Feldman's going to listen to this. Bare Knuckle FC 20. Allers McGregor, toe the line. There you go.
It's
sold.
Make it happen.
It's sold,
let's
brother. Pay per view buy rates, money. There you go. It's sold. Merry Christmas. Man, Jim, man, appreciate you so much. Winning at Bare Knuckle FC 6, 7, and 8, 3 in a row. It's Bare Knuckle FC 10, February 15th, Fort Lauderdale versus Caleb Harris in the co-main event. Nothing but good luck. You know, continue success. Be healthy. Can't wait to watch you February 15th. Jim, man, appreciate your time like always. Welcome back anytime, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's always good to be on.
All right, man. I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Wow, the trifecta. I think this is the third time Jim the Beast, Bare Knuckle Beast Allers, has been on this show. And I think, guys, I'm not going to lie, that was the best. I loved it. A lot of old school stuff, a lot of stuff. How about Ross Pearson's calling him out? That's a Bare Knuckle fight. That's a dream fight right there. Wow, that would be bananas. Caleb Harris versus Jim Allers, Bare Knuckle FC 10 in the co-main event. We got Hector Lombard in the main event. What an amazing show, guys. Check out bareknuckle.tv. That's their website. If you go on there soon, there's a podcast on there from someone you might know, the Fight Bananas podcast. We had Uli Diaz on last week. That made it to the bareknuckle.tv website, so check that out. What a great website, Bare Knuckle FC 10. Going down February 15th in Fort Lauderdale. Support everyone. Support them. Support Jim Allers. Guys, check out Allers Martial Arts. A great gym. Check that out. Their Instagram page. Check out Jim Allers' Instagram page at Fight Gym. All right. Talking about Instagram, check out the Fight Bananas Instagram at Fight Bananas Official. Slide into the DMs. We are going to have a Q&A soon. I actually checked it out a couple days ago. Probably 8 to 10, 12 questions in there, so I have to go through them. You know, I'm sorry, guys. We've been so busy. Boom, the Glover Teixeira interview just dropped. We had a great podcast with Sarah McDonald. So we've been busy. We had that Super Sunday. Yes, I picked the Chiefs. You're welcome. But Bare Knuckle FC, the Beast, Jim Allers. So we'll give you a Q&A show coming up. But Fight Bananas Official, check me out at David Van Alken. Check out my friends, guys, at Mako Tech Mouthguards. Mako_Tech Mouthguards. Check them out. They're family to us. Instill Nutrition. Check out them at The Real Instill. Check out instillnutrition.com. Check out their stuff, the joint jujitsu I use on the daily. That's instillnutrition.com. That's it, guys. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to the Fight Bananas Podcast. Make sure you download, subscribe, tell a friend, rate iHeartRadio. Get it there. All right. They love us. We love them. Or you always can subscribe to the Fight Bananas YouTube channel. We got weigh-ins. We're going to be live at Island Fight 62 February 28th in Pensacola. We're going to get the weigh-in show. We got a lot of live interviews going down. So make sure you stay tuned. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Fight Bananas Podcast. We'll talk to you in a minute.